number one.
You know, we have everything on computer here.
You need a turntable. You need the old vinyl.
Well, you do that for us.
Like in the old days.
Now, did the Barney Castle music you brought with us tonight, is it old vinyl? Or?
Oh, I have vinyl. I have CDs. I have some surprising things. I have some old stuff.
Let's set the stage here for Barney Castle. He left Muskogee.
He traveled around, and the great story is here, he related more to the black musicians in town because that, again, as we talked about Lee Wiley, that's where the good music was being played and where our hearts were, the soul of what we wanted to play, the jazz, the blues, the good stuff. And he traveled with the band when he got out of school or left. And he went from Little Rock to Oklahoma City, the circuit, basically, and played all the little dives and bars and saloons and made his living. And he ran across in Oklahoma City in a club one night. He heard Charlie Christian, which was the electric guitar player, the hit of the time, and just was fascinated.
No, I didn't know that.
And became good friends with Charlie Christian.
So Charlie Christian and they had pioneered this this amplified guitar stuff.
Yeah, he was one of them. Mm-hmm. Of course, Les Paul was.
Yeah, I mentioned that earlier.
And but he was the one that took the jazz level to the next level. In fact, like T-Bone Walker, all these people were listening to Charlie Christian. And Barney and Charlie sort of hit it off and started trading licks and talking. And Charlie once said to Barney, he said, "You're good enough to play." He said, "Why don't I introduce you to some people like Benny Goodman and those kind of people?" Well, Barney says, "Hey, why not? Back it up and let's go to California. Let's, And he went to California.
I always think of him as a California musician. Did he do anything on the East Coast other than visit?
Oh, well, he traveled the world. Once he was out there, when he got out there, his first basic, he probably played a lot of, again, clubs out there until he got known. One of his first big jobs was with the, as I said before, the Ben Pollock Orchestra, which was under Chico Marx. And Chico would come out and do his little piano thing like he did on the movies, and he would play the little piano things and do his little shtick. And then...
So the Marx brothers, Harpo and Chico, were actually making live appearances all the time.
Oh, yeah, it was the Chico Marx Orchestra, but it was like Ben Pollock's band would go on and play a dance, and he would come out and do three numbers.
Bit. Right, and
it was his orchestra.
Uh-huh.
And I've played with groups like that, where the club owner, it was his band, but you would go play the 45-minute set, and he would come out and sing three numbers, and he was the star.
So he did this thing with the Chico Marx.
With the Chico Marx band, and quite interesting that he traveled with the Chico Marx. They went from New York to California to Chicago, around the area, and his roommate, which I was going to have a trivia thing on this, but nobody would know it, his roommate on those tours was a singer by the name of Mel Torme.
Mm-hmm.
So it was,
Well, that was kind of the hip thing that Barney did. That was what he's known for. He did a lot of things, as you're going to demonstrate here in a minute. I'm talking about Barney Kessel right now. Bill, I have this thing queued up. We're a little late, as usual.
Yeah, right, sure,
life,
yeah.
No, I really have it. This song was recorded by Tennessee Ernie Ford. And a young singer by the name of K-Star, as you mentioned, he wanted K-Star and nobody else.
Yeah.
And this actually became a big hit in 1950. And you're right, Tennessee Ernie Ford had just begun to hit his stride at that point. In fact, K-Star had already had a big hit, I think, in 1950, or pretty close to it. Wheel of Fortune came out about that time. Don't remember exactly.
I think it's a little later. I'm not sure. Have to look it up.
Well, I got it right here. 1952, you are.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is Tennessee Ernie Ford and K-Star. And Tennessee Ernie Ford had a radio show at this time, and I probably was on television a little bit. Later in the middle 50s, he was on TV every day. And in the 60s, he was still doing that. And so let's listen to K-Star and Tennessee Ernie Ford, and then we're going to talk about Barney Kessel. It's an interesting cut, by the way, Bill. I don't remember the song until... about halfway through, then it kind of starts ringing a little bell here and there. But I was a little boy in 1950.
Each time I hold somebody new, I'm so cold, aching for you. No one can take your place,
darling, in my embrace.
I'll never be. And when my lips burn with desire, your other kiss
satisfy this longing in me. I'll never be free from your smile so tender, the sweet surrender in your eyes.
How can I be free when I still remember how you could thrill me with a sight just like a chain bound to my heart? Your love remains when we're apart. Each kiss I gave to you
made me a slave to you.
I'll never be free.
Well, I think I need an applause.
Oh,
I did find that. It's interesting what they did with hillbilly music, and that's what they called it back in those days. And there were a lot of pop songs.
Oh, yeah.
That had country backgrounds. Even then, there's nothing new. And you mentioned the guitar licks there.
Oh, the steel guitar had a little blues lick in it. And of course, musicians listen to everything. I mean, and that's the great thing, where most of the public either likes country or rock or rap or something else. Most musicians listen to everything from classical to everything, because we get our ideas from everybody. We steal from everybody. So, and Kessel said the same thing. He said, you learn from everybody. In fact, Barney Kessel played all types of music. He wasn't just a jazz artist, he.
Oh, one of the most exciting evenings I've ever had in my life was in Oklahoma City, and it was a magic night, as I say in my column, because that's the night that the legend, and I believe it's the truth, that he met his wife for the first time, the lady who's taking care of him now.
Yeah.
And he was there with Charlie Byrd and I believe Wes Montgomery.
Might have been, yeah.
And they did a fantastic show. It was just magical.
Yeah.
And they did a lot of bossa nova stuff.
There was some stuff I think he did with T-Bone Walker, too. I'd like to find those old records.
Now, you've got something for us. We have Bill Carter with us. We're talking about Barney Kessel. And this first cut we're going to play by Barney, why don't you set this thing up for us?
Well, it's a thing called Scuttlebutt, and it's the Gramercy Five, which is Artie Shaw's little small group that he worked with, and Roy Eldridge is on trumpet. Roy did a lot of things with the Gene Krupa Orchestra, and I played with everybody. Roy was just one of those artists that was so good, he worked with everybody. He had a piano player named Dodo Marmarosa. I love that name. And Morris Raymond on bass, Lou Fromm on drums. And this is back in the days when Artie Shaw was, you know, the band, and this is his small group. And
was Artie married to Ava Gardner at this point? Or do you remember?
How many times has he been married? Six,
quite,
seven, eight, yeah, ten, quite 12?
A few, so
you know,
who knows?
It's hard to keep up with his marriage, much less his musicians.
Okay, so this is the small group in Barney Kessel.
Called the Gramercy Five.
And the name of the song?
Scuttlebutt.
Thank you.
Kessel, Muskogee boy who made good in the music business. It's Memories Night.